So our headliner this year is Lynyrd Skynyrd. Saturday performers alongside Lynyrd Skynyrd include Cody Johnson, Wade Bowen, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, and Shane Smith and the Saints. And then Friday, we have our headliners Reckless Kelly and William Clark Green. Alongside them will be Flatland Cavalry, John Bauman, Parker McCollum, and the Hunter Ray Band, the winner of Battle of the Bands.
Okay, awesome. So some very familiar names, but also some new names. Who are you most excited about this year?
I have to go with the easy answer and say Lynyrd Skynyrd. They're just a legendary Southern rock band, and I was super pumped when we got the news that they were going to be able to come. It's really, really exciting.
What does that take, trying to get these bands and trying to get all of this stuff lined up? I mean, you've got to, I'm sure you hear some no's, but how exciting is it when you actually hear those yeses?
It's incredibly exciting. So we work with a booking agent who we've worked with for a long time. And so he helps us out a lot because he knows the event and he knows how it works. So we communicate through him, and he's the one that actually reaches out to the bands. So essentially we tell him the people we're looking for, and he kind of gives us feedback as to whether that's feasible, what these guys are like, and then comes back with quotes.
So I think last year was the first year you guys allowed the public in on Friday, correct?
That's correct.
Is that going to happen again this year?
Yes, it definitely will.
Okay, and what are the dates for Chili Fest 2017?
Chili Fest 2017 will be March 31st and April 1st.
Okay. A little bit earlier than normal?
Yeah, so we typically plan around two major things. We plan around Easter, obviously, and then we plan around, I believe it's the ACMs, the big Country Music Awards. And so that's just how it fell this year with those two events.
And when can teams start signing up for Chili Fest?
So team sign-up will be February 10th at CC Creation, so that'll be the first day to sign up. And we'll do what we've been doing in the past where we have the camp out and everything. And that Friday morning, the 10th at 8, will be the first day that teams can sign up.
Then obviously the music is like the big spotlight, but Chili Fest does so much more with donations and raising money for charities. And then there's also volunteer opportunities. If people are interested in doing something with that, what's the best way to go about it?
So the best way to volunteer is to reach out either to us, or actually reach out to us either through our website or if you know one of us, and tell us you're looking to volunteer. And we have a chairman who works with our volunteers and our head volunteer, and they can get you either placed in an organization if you are just wanting to volunteer, or if you have an organization and a group of people that want to come together, we'll do the same thing. Just get in contact with us and we'll figure out a spot for you at the event.
And then going back to the charities that you guys donate to, it's been $2.5 million since you guys have started this. What does it mean to be able to put something on that's so much fun and a ton of entertainment, but also does so much good for the community?
It's really a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I don't think there's really much other events like this for people my age who are college students to participate in and run. It's something that, like you said, it's a lot of fun for everyone who comes, but at the end of the day, it does a lot of good. You know, all we do is want everyone to have fun, and we want to donate as much back as we can to the people that help us put the event on.